Hello, this is Taylor Conley here, and I'm currently incarcerated in Washington State Prison. I would like to talk a little bit about my experience with COVID. Currently, I have been tested positive with the COVID-19, and I've had it for about a week and a half now. You know, I haven't had a lot of the symptoms and different health effects that a lot of other people have, but at the facility I'm currently at, there has been a COVID outbreak. And the thing is it's crazy because I don't think that they really understand how to deal with it. And that's like inside of prison, we're so enclosed and everything travels quickly. If somebody gets a cold, everybody gets a cold in the unit. And then eventually without the facility, like people, it travels fast. So with this COVID-19, as soon as it hit in here, it was a huge wave, and we've been on lockdown for the last 6 weeks. Like, I was locked in my cell for all day. I would get to come out for 45 minutes a day. We'd get our out time to take a shower and basically make a phone call or whatever, and then that was it. Locked back in the cell every week. We'd get tested, and I made it for 5 weeks. My first 5 weeks, I got tested. I tested negative, and then, I tested positive. And then they move you. They've created these medical, sort of makeshift medical units in these different locations throughout the facility to where if you test positive, you move there for a two-week quarantine, I guess, until you test negative, which is where I'm at now, and it's in the gym. I'm in the gym. It's like, imagine if you were in a homeless mission, if you've ever seen something like that, where they have cots, just rows of cots all over, laid out. That's what it's like in here. That's where I'm currently at. And, I don't know what it, from the last thing that I'd heard, there was over 1,000 cases here at this prison that I'm located at. And it's, there's been a couple of deaths, actually. And it's very sad that the way in which, there's really no way to stop the spread of this thing. And I don't know that the way in which they're doing it makes a difference, whether, you've already, if you test positive, whether you're locked in your cell or they move you out of the unit into a area where there's a whole bunch of other people that got it. It just keeps spreading. So there's more and more. It's over, last time I heard, it was over 50% of the population here. There's like 1,800 or 1,900 people at this particular place where I'm at. And, it's been a crazy ride here. Fortunately for me, the only symptoms I've had is, like being a little bit tired. I had like a headache and maybe, just general low energy. But other than that, I've been fine myself. But there is a lot of people that have had worse effects from it. And I just, hopefully they'll have the virus, the vaccine coming through. I keep seeing memos saying that, we may be able to get the vaccine. But at this point, I think we're all going to get it by the time that arrives. So, it's just, I feel that they don't really have an answer for it. So they're just kind of trying to do something, but it's not working. Yeah. I felt like it would be a good thing to talk about it a little bit. It's kind of a crazy time, man. It's like a twilight zone for me. I've never experienced anything, anything like it in my life. And in all my time in prison, I've never experienced anything like this. It's crazy. Hopefully we'll be off lockdown soon. And if you want, I can come back and give you an update later on. Thank you. This is Taylor Conley. And like I said, if you want to find out anything else about me or what continuous updates, I usually post weekly on my podcast, Life of a Lifer. Thank you very much for the time.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.